Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. German police are searching for up to four suspects who fled a checkpoint near the Luxembourg border on Sunday evening. The incident occurred in Karlshausen, just 20 kilometres from Luxembourg. Authorities warn people not to offer lifts to strangers and believe the suspects, wanted for property offences, may be hiding in wooded areas or farm buildings. Anyone with information should contact Bitburg Police. There's been progress on a peace deal for Ukraine. US and Ukrainian representatives have negotiated a revised accord following talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he is confident a final agreement could be reached by the end of the week. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has warned against imposing a peace deal on Ukraine without Kyiv's agreement. Speaking to RTL at the weekend, he said international borders cannot be changed by force and criticised what he called America's tendency to negotiate whilst leaving Europe to, quote, foot the bill. Luxembourg's International Bazaar has celebrated a record-breaking 64th edition, raising around €500,000 and attracting over 43,000 visitors. The event featured Grand Duchess Stephanie's first official appearance, though tensions arose at the Israeli stand amid protests over settlement products and Luxembourg's recent recognition of Palestine. In world news, Belgium faces a three-day general strike starting today, with rail services halved, civil servants and municipal workers walking out tomorrow, and private sector employees joining the general strike on Wednesday. Flights from Brussels' main airports are suspended. Unions are protesting €10 billion in planned spending cuts. Britain's Labour government unveils its budget on Wednesday, with Finance Minister Rachel Reeves needing to find £20 billion to balance the books. She's expected to freeze income tax thresholds and raise levies on luxury properties and banks, while avoiding major spending cuts. Reeves needs to shore up Labour's credibility with voters as hard-right Reform UK gains popularity. And moving to sports and cricket. In cricket, England coach Brendan McCullum has urged fans to keep the faith after his side's humiliating 8-wicket defeat in the first Ashes Test in Perth. Despite the collapse, McCullum insists there'll be no change to England's attacking baz-ball approach, with the second test starting in Brisbane on December the 4th. And in skiing, American skiing star Michaela Schifrin has claimed her 103rd World Cup victory, extending her own record with a dominant win in the women's slalom at Gurgel. The 30-year-old beat Albanian teenager Lara Kulturi by 1.23 seconds to secure her 66th slalom win and second victory of the season. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Winter chill continues under thick cloud cover. Expect sleet, rain and perhaps even snow in some areas later today. Temperatures are slightly warmer, around 4 degrees now, and only reaching a peak of 5 to 6 degrees in the afternoon.